Hello, and welcome back to a very special episode of Robots Don't Age. We are recording live from the scrapyard off of I-52. We are currently hiding from our robot overlords, but we still have time to bring you this emergency broadcast. Of course, as always, it's me, your beautifully bearded co-host, Cody, and with me is...
your kinky co-host, Kiani!
Yay! See, we told you we were going to do an episode. Now, before we get too far into this, I want to let you all know this is going to be an episode about cryptids and other spoopy things. Very excited about it. If you're newish to the show, you'll know that from time to time, because it's a big thing for me. I love like ghost stories and the cryptids and whatnot, so I like to every now and then do an episode about that, and Kiani is at least curious about it.
Yeah, I'm just an overall weirdo, and I enjoy all things strange and unusual. I am strange and unusual.
You are the definition of such. Anyways, come to you live from the podcast host with whatever. Anyways, I had another bit, but regardless.
Look, that was a Beetlejuice reference, and I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't catch it.
I don't even remember the last time I saw Beetlejuice.
Oh, God. Anyway, proceed. You can break my heart later.
Oh, I'm going to continue to do so. I don't know if you know that. That's kind of a thing.
So, Cody.
Yeah.
Sorry. What have you been
Kiani,
up to?
No, Kiani, go ahead.
What have you been up to lately?
Well, it is awesome that you ask. Other than the fact that today, I actually rode my bike for about a mile and a half
some
hills, and then gave the fuck up and went back to the car.
I mean, still, a mile and a half, that's something. Look, that's great.
It would have been fine, I think, if it was like flat surface, but going up and down hills and like it was a bike trail. Mm-hmm. So there were like people walking and they had dogs, so I had to move around them. So like I would be going down a hill at like good speed and then have to slow down to make sure I'm at a safe speed to pass people and their like kids and strollers and shit.
I would have just started screaming, "Move out of the way, motherfucker! Why are you on the wrong path? This is for me."
Then my lovely wife, Taylor, spent time with her Nordic walking sticks, which, you know, takes a great deal longer to get your steps in with that. So I went back to my car where I proceeded to watch Malcolm in the Middle on my phone.
Nice.
Yeah, good time. Other than that, gaming-wise, I've played really only one game, and it's a much older one, Prototype. Have you ever heard of it? It's like PS3 era?
No.
Okay, so you play as this guy. He basically gets... the Venom symbiote type thing attached to him, except it doesn't really talk to him. It gives you powers, and, like, he doesn't know what's going on. The whole story is him trying to figure out, like, who he is, what happened, and backtracking. But you get amazing abilities along the way, like stone fists, a giant fucking blade arm, claw hands, giant shield. You can coat yourself in armor. Like, it's a fun game.
Nice.
And the entire reason why I decided to replay it is because, wow, I want to play a game where I can feel kind of like God. Pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
It's a game where you can be OP as shit in the normal mode without really any issues.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Other than that, no, I don't think I really have anything too pressing. What about you?
I have been prepping. I am about to go to the Okeechobee Music Festival in Florida, and I am very excited about it. I have been prepping a shit fuck ton of artwork to take with me and things to give away, and I even found some little mini canvases, and I made earrings out of them.
Out of mini canvases?
Yeah, little mini ones, and they're not heavy at all. Which is great. So yeah, so I bought like little, they're like little screws that have little hooks on them, and then I can hook the earring thing on it. It's a whole thing. But yeah, so I've made earrings out of little canvases. I've also crocheted a shit ton of vape pouches and that's things smart. Like that. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, when I was riding my bike earlier, I thought, man, I would really like to have like a small fanny pack or a pouch or something. So I can put like my cell phone, my my bowl that I smoke alcohol out of, you know, and things like that. All the totally legal things. And you know, that'd be kind of nice for a bike ride, just a little pouch,
just a little stuff in, a little pouchy pouch. But
anyhow.
So speaking of music festivals, and this is a little bit down, you guys, but I just want to take a minute to talk about this. with music festivals, things like psychedelics tend to come into play. And because of the mass amount of deaths recently due to fentanyl, I would just like to say, test your drugs. If you are going to participate in the psychedelic lifestyle, please, for the love of God, test your drugs. Okay? Okay, thank you. Anyway, I don't think I've really watched any movies lately. I've been hella busy. Normally I would, you know, have at least something that I've watched. Oh, well, since the last time that we talked, I watched a kid's movie called Strange World.
Okay. What platform is that on?
On Disney, actually.
I was going to guess that.
And it's, not to like spoil anything, but it's like this kid, he doesn't really want to be an adventurer like his dad, and he ends up being like the scientist and inventing this like cool thing, but it's like this plant that they use for like electricity, and then they end up going on this huge adventure, and then they learn that they learn that they've been living inside of a body. And so like this whole system and all these creatures and all these things that, you know, are moving around, they are all inside of a giant creature, which I thought was really cool.
Hmm.
So it was an interesting watch. I liked it.
Somehow reminds me of like Osmosis Jones.
A little bit.
Man, that cartoon fucking slapped.
I loved Osmosis Jones. It definitely did slap. That shit was fire. But
definitely.
But so yeah, other than that. That's pretty much all I've been doing is prepping for this festival, because we're camping for 4 days, so.
Oof, God, it's going to smell like skunk ape up in there.
Look, there are going to be a lot. The Wookiees will be stinky.
The Wookiees?
Yes, that's what they call it. Okay, if you go to a music festival and there's the guys that are just smelly as hell, you know, all matlocked up and fucking, they're literally called rave Wookiees.
I don't feel good about that, because I feel like that would be me after a certain point.
That is the term for it. I mean, they have showers and stuff there, but I'm meeting people down there. So we have like a solar shower and things like that. So we will be washing our asses.
Good.
Yes. And we have all the baby wipes, all of the things to make us not be rank festival hippies. So... you know,
I mean, God, I haven't been to a music fest. I've been to one music festival. That was like in 2017.
This is my first one.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought you would have been to like a couple dozen at this point.
Right? Right? Like I've been to several shows, but like going to a whole music festival? No, this is my first one. And it's going to... Go ahead.
Have I told you? I was living with you at the time, but I don't know if you remember. I went to go... to the Revival. It was a music festival in Illinois.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, like 3 days. My ticket was free because I kind of got like a media pass / like, you know, tried to hand out flyers and advertise it to what I could. But $75 for a ticket got you 3 days, free booze, free food, and just concert almost all the time.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. It was incredible. I slept in my fucking small Pontiac. I was uncomfortable. I couldn't shower. But you know what, man? You got to hang out with like-minded people, listen to some fucking awesome punk and metal music, and smoke bowls of alcohol with good friends.
That's basically what this is, except the other end of the spectrum. There's a fucking trading tree where you can, like, hang stuff up. There's, like, morning meditations and, like, sound baths and... which I'm really excited about. There's a whole bunch of artists and stuff that are going to be there. Like, aside from the music artists, there's actually like a whole area that's for like makers and things.
Oh, so
like
actual artists. I see what you're talking about.
And then now that they're actual artists.
No. You're saying you don't think musicians are actual artists.
No, they're absolutely actual artists. What I'm saying is just, you say artist and there's different genres of artists. They're the people who create things with their hands as opposed to creating things with their mouths.
Yeah, because, and, okay, I see
okay,
what you're
saying. I guess they still do it with their hands, because if they play an instrument, it's also with their hands. That sounded very sexual.
I was trying so hard to, like, give you shit for that exact thing. I was like, all right, so everyone besides the singer that aren't artists, that's fine.
Oh,
but no, you caught me.
That's not what you get what I'm saying. I'm trying to differentiate between the flavor of artist.
I have one really fucking fun story from my music festival that is kind of blurry because, as I mentioned, there was free beer. So, this was, I think, either the first, it was probably the first or the second night, most likely the first, but I was there with my friend, you can find him on Twitter at ThatRadioGeek, he's a streamer, you know, shout out, but I was there, it was like, we were there doing press stuff together, interviewed a few bands, and, excuse me.
That was beautiful.
I was trying to burp away from the microphone, too.
Solid 10.
Oh, wow. How polite of you. I try. It's been happening a lot lately. Anyways, I'm not cutting any of this.
I didn't expect you to.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Enjoy the burps, guys.
We love you, and that's why this is free and we're still doing it. But anyways, yeah. So I was very drunk and wandering around, and the host of the festival, I believe his name was Frank, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool guy. But, like, there was a point where the cops showed up. It was on, like, a private property. Now, I am blitzed out of my mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I am recording, like, I was going around recording B footage and stuff. And I had this, like, little 4K camera strapped to, like, chest, like, around my neck. So it was, like, mm-hmm. balanced on my chest. And so when the cops showed up, I was like, oh, this is going to be some bullshit, right? I hit record, and I walk over there where I'm holding my vape full of alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I see Frank talking to the cops the whole time. I'm, like, moving the camera between Frank and the cops. I'm like, all right, some shit goes down. I'm getting footage of everything.
Yeah!
I'm just, like, sitting there vaping in front of the cops, like, as we're on private property, like, all right, what's going on? Y'all fucking with Frank? What are you guys fucking with? Like, I'm gonna get footage.
You fucking with Frank? You fucking with me? You fucking with Frank? You fucking with me?
You'll get a lawsuit if you put your hands on that man. This is private property. I'm just all stumbling, fucked. Anyways, turns out some woman, like, was running through the field and got there. She was, you know, escaping from a piece of shit. That's irrelevant to the story, but, like, the next day, the next morning, there was a guy that randomly came up to me. He was like, hey, Cody, how you doing? You feeling all right? And I have no clue who he is.
Oh, damn.
I was like, yeah. He's like, all right,
okay,
yeah,
guy.
He's being very friendly about it. Like, we've clearly, I'm sure the night before, had a deep conversation, hung out a lot. Mm-hmm. I was just at the point where I'm like, buddy, the beer's been free. I've been smoking tons of alcohol, and I am just out. I am done for this bit. Like, my brain is done. I want to go home. I've been sleeping in my car for 2 days. I have no recollection of you.
Thanks, man. Shoots finger guns.
I was like, in my mind, like, I deeply appreciate whatever it is you did. I'm sure it helped, but, like, I have no recollection and no frame of reference, and I just want to be home.
I'm just ready to go.
That was my festival experience.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. I'm very excited. It's gonna be fun. I'm definitely looking forward to it. And like I said, there's all types of, like, events and things that you can do. They're having, like, a Twister tournament and all kinds of shit. There's, like, a where you can, like, make your own fans, and there's, like, a painting thing going on, and there's gonna be art everywhere. I'm very excited. Very excited. I'm gonna market the fuck out of this, because, like, okay, I said before, I feel that this, if I had a target audience, it's fucking this.
Anyways, despite the delay and the large we will be back after a short commercial break from our sponsors at Comics and Chronic. Let's go with that. Comics and Chronic. Do you want to hear some in-depth shit about comic books and hear people smoking weed and laugh? Well, then check that podcast the fuck out.
Yes.
And we are back talking about our little cryptid buddies.
Cryptids?
So, I'm going to go first, as we've discussed during commercial break. You guys missed it because you're a bunch of fucking squares.
Yeah.
You didn't hear the backstage behind the screen stuff.
Fucking losers.
So I'm going to go first. Just, we're negging the audience. That's our new game plan. You know, you guys would be real great if you just, like, I don't know, gave us 5 stars and shared us with your friends more often, but whatever. It's fine. You guys do enough.
That's how I show love. I make fun of people. I pick on you.
It's a very Midwest attitude.
Yeah, if I don't make fun of you, I don't like you.
All right, so stuck in America's toilet, also known as Florida and the greater Southeast area as a whole, and that's been factually proven, Skunk Ape is often referred to as the Bigfoot of the South.
Oh, God.
Now, with several sightings, the Skunk Ape has been seen with reddish-brown hair and stands anywhere between 5 to 7 feet, but weighs around 500 pounds, and smells like, as stated in one article, a mix of wet dog, skunk, and rotten eggs. Something we've all smelled if you've lived in a trailer where you could occasionally smell sewage, kind of like my childhood home. Now,
or the town that I grew up in, who had boil orders on a regular basis, the whole thing smelled like rotten eggs.
I don't know if we ever did the boil orders specifically in the town I grew up in, but I remember when, like, there was an awful smell, and I asked my mom, she's like, yeah, it's just open sewage, like, it peeks through every now and then. I'm like, oh, God.
No, that's great.
So yeah, I can imagine what this smells like, and I don't think it would bother me as much as it should. With the sightings peaking in around the 70s, no doubt in part due to some of the best drugs people could rig up in their tin can homes, the further mankind expanded their natural habitat, the less sightings there were. And while the name was coined in the 60s, the first reported sightings could be found as far back as 1942, when one of these beautiful bastards jumped on a man's car for about half a mile, and then jumped off and fled into the woods. Now, in 50s... yeah, could you imagine, like, this giant, like, hundreds-pound thing, anywhere from, like, 5 to 7 feet tall, hops on your car for half a mile, then leaps off and runs off into the woods?
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
It'd be like if the fucking creeper from Jeepers Creepers ran up on you and was like, oh, I was just getting a lift, thank you!
The fact that you kept driving for a half a mile is what concerns me. Like,
what
the fuck
are you gonna do? Get out and look at it?
No, I feel like if something had jumped on my car, I would stomp on the fucking brakes. I just feel like natural reaction would be to stomp on the brakes.
I mean, maybe his thought was like, I don't know, if I keep going, it'll just peel the fuck off, but it didn't.
It held on.
It was dedicated to get
for
that extra half mile.
Skunky dear life.
Just smelling like awful shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 57, three hunters reported something that matches the same description, roughly 400 miles away, as it invaded their camp. And this is just my hope that the skunk ape took a massive shit on their lit fire. They didn't say that, but in my head canon, like, he went in there and they were hiding their tents and he just shit right on the open flame and left after he was done.
That's fucking great.
Now, there were several more sightings in the 70s. I've kind of condensed this all from one website, but I'll be kind of brief about the rest of it as best I can. I think I'm not even halfway through. Fuck you guys. So, So in the 70s, there was a sighting, one of which was a young Dave Sheely, who got their first look at the skunk ape when his brother, I believe it was Jack, lifted him up above the tall grasses while hunting and saw what he described as a man-looking creature covered in hair. Now, to this day, Dave Sheely owns and operates the Skunk Ape Operating Center and believes there are 7 to 9 left. So I ask you this, Keani. If the skunk apes are left, why the fuck do we care about pandas?
I don't know.
Like, skunk apes sound dope.
I have no idea. Because they don't smell like shit?
I mean, we clean pandas, alright? Skunk apes, they're just living out there in the fucking Everglades. Have you ever smelled a person from Florida?
Actually, yes, I have.
I have people that I have family in Florida, all right? It's never pleasant. You just love them because they're family.
Florida man.
I'm just taking mad shots on my friend that is living in Florida right now, who's listening to this. All right. So, on January 9th, 1974, some dick named Dick Lee Smith hit something. At first, assuming it was a human, he got out to check, only to be charged by a nearly 8-foot-tall beast covered in hair. At which point he drove off so he could get the fuzz. But before he could do that, there were several more drivers along U.S. Route 27 who reported seeing a limping giant.
These sound very much like just different variations of Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's the Bigfoot of the South.
Nice.
That's what they refer to him as. The reason why he's called Skunk Ape is because he's roughly a Bigfoot, but just smells like complete and utter shit.
Just stinks.
It's the Florida swamps, I'm telling you. Like, yeah. He just lives in the Everglades.
Yeah. I mean, if you eat a lot of onions, you smell like onions. So if you eat a lot of swampy goodness, you
eats
probably
swamp
smell
ass,
like...
Yeah.
Yeah, swamp ass, you know. You smell
I mean,
like
look,
swamp ass.
Man's got a fetish.
Yeah.
So in 1977, a former Vietnam vet... Vietnam vet Charles Stokeman was collecting bottles or some weird shit with his 13-year-old son when they caught the glimpse of one hovering in the outskirts of their Florida home. Not long after, his wife caught a glimpse of the creature herself peering into the window at night, causing her to flee to some place called Homestead with their three children. Charles stayed in home for a month with the shotgun, sleeping alone before rejoining his family, and I guarantee you if anyone made it up, it's the guy who got a month alone with the shotgun in a swamp.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, I'm going to be honest with you. A month alone, if you have three kids in the 70s, like...
Sounds glorious.
Yeah, like, hey, you all can go visit whoever. I'm going to be in bed, and I'm going to, like, shoot at things in the swamp. It's going to be dope.
I'd dress up like a fake monster, scare the shit out of my wife for that,
Although, I don't recommend sleeping with a gun in bed, because we know someone who did that, and it did not end up well.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine that that would go very well.
Oh, you know the person, too. You just don't remember. Don't fall asleep with a loaded gun with the safety off. And finally, in December 9th, 2000, when America was not on edge about everything, and apparently bringing everything on a plane was just A-okay, the Sarasota Sheriff's Department received a letter with a photo in it. Now, the gist of the letter was that a woman wrote in anonymously about what she and her husband assumed was an orangutan stealing apples from their yard. After the second night, she went out to investigate after hearing a continuing womp noise. After she stepped outside, she snapped a picture of this majestic creature hiding in the bush near her home. I will post that along with the episode, by the way.
Nice.
I have the photo. It's honestly kind of unnerving. I don't know. It could obviously be like a fake something or someone doing something, but it looks fucking awesome. And I choose to believe in Skunk Ape now.
I'm going to need you to send this to me.
It's going
to
be uploaded with it, but I will send it to you afterwards. I am Skunk Ape pilled. Just like how I want to believe in ghosts and all the cryptids, this is, like, I wouldn't believe in the birds not being real. I'm now on a Skunk Ape fan.
Nice.
Oh, man, they have a whole site, they have merchandise, they have tours. I can't wait. That's the only reason I'll go to Florida. that and the meth. Anyways, after she snapped photos and fled, she chained her dog up outside, and the beautiful poor baby stayed away from then on. But as she was quoted saying in her letter, the stench lasted for quite some time after she was gone. And thus my story in the Skunk Ape, a creature not worthy of our love, even though he probably smells like Campbell's soup with a few ounces of milk left in the left there to chunk up in the hot sun, served in an old cowboy boot.
Ew! That's a great description, though.
I worked really hard on that one. Took me a good minute.
That's fucking great.
But yeah, that is the Skunk Ape, what is probably one of my favorite cryptids, right next to the Wolfman.
That's very interesting.
Dogman.
That's very interesting. I honestly, like, I wouldn't be surprised if there were creatures that we are unaware of, or some type of mildly intelligent creature that knows to stay away from us, because...
I mean, if you think about it, every cryptid possibly is just a fucking animal we haven't fully discovered and studied yet.
I think so. Absolutely.
Like, when you find, like, a random species of an animal, and you're like, oh, look at this, we haven't found this one yet. Like, to someone, that was a cryptid until you research it, and you're like, oh, we're gonna name it.
Oh, yeah, now we've found it, and we can, yeah.
Oh, there are nine of them? Now we gotta lock them all up so they start fucking.
Mm-hmm.
We have to save the Skunk Ape.
We have to make them make more, goddammit.
Oh, Skunk Ape, the only good thing about Florida.
The one thing Febreze can't cover up. Skunk Ape.
Oh, no, you're mistaken. The only reason why Skunk Ape smells like that is because of Florida.
That makes sense.
Oh, God. What a shithole. Anyways, Keanu, what do you have?
I have... Okay, preface this. I wanted to pick something that was, like... I tried to find, like, local legends, so I was doing, like, around Virginia. And... I came across, and I only picked this because of its name. It's called the Snallygaster. And it says, not to be confused with a Snolly Ghoster.
Oh, see, so that's who I thought of first, obviously. That's the
obviously,
most popular.
Obviously, I would have confused it.
Snolly Ghoster, right up there with the ghostly Snoller.
And it's said that the Snallygaster is a mythical dragon-like beast said to inhabit the hills surrounding Washington and Frederick Counties, Maryland. Here's the background. The area was settled by German immigrants beginning in the 1730s. Early accounts describe the community being terrorized by a monster called a Schnellergeist, meaning quick spirit in German. The earliest incarnations mix the half-bird features of a siren with the nightmarish features of demons and ghouls. The Snallygaster was described as half reptile, half bird, with a metallic beak lined with razor-sharp teeth, which to me sounds like a fucking pterodactyl.
Actually, the Snallygaster is what I referred to as my ex's personality.
It said that occasionally it was described having octopus-like tentacles. It swoops silently from the sky to pick up and carry off its victims. The earliest stories claim that this monster sucked the blood of its victims. Seven pointed stars, which reputedly kept the Snallygaster at bay, can still be seen painted on local barns. It has been suggested the legend was resurrected in the 19th century to frighten freed slaves. Newspaper accounts throughout February and March of 1909 describe encounters between local residents. A beast with enormous wings, a long pointed bill, claws like steel hooks, and an eye in the center of its forehead. Which I think is cool. It only has like one fucking eyeball. And it was described as making screeches like a locomotive whistle. A great deal of publicity surrounded this string of appearances, with the Smithsonian Institute offering a reward for the hide. U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt reportedly considered postponing an African safari to personally hunt this beast. Which I thought was fucking cool. I'm like, god damn, that got a lot of fucking attention, didn't it?
The president was like, you know what? I'm gonna have to hop over here and just ice this motherfucker real quick.
Right now. Take him out. In 2008,
Hold on. That's like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yes.
I've never seen it, but that is like just Teddy Roosevelt hunting cryptids now. He's like, well, I was done with all the other people I didn't like. Now we're going to move on to the cryptids.
We're going to handle this.
I would be so on board for like a retelling of history, but it's just different presidents hunting down cryptids and ghosts and shit.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
I'm going to do some weird David Wong-esque shit with that in short story form.
That sounds great.
Anyways, as you were.
In 2008, author Patrick Boyton published a book about the history of the Snallygaster entitled Snallygaster, The Lost Legend of Frederick County. The Snallygaster has one widely known enemy called the DeWayo. The DeWayo is reported to be a mammalian biped with features similar to a wolf, but the stance and stature of a human. The sightings of DeWayo are primarily reported in West Middleton, Maryland, but sightings have also been reported.
You're retarded.
Absolutely. Have been reported in Wolfsville, Maryland region. The DeWayo and the Snallygaster have reportedly had vicious encounters dating back to early settlement of the Middletown Valley. And it says in 2021, Sarah Cooper, a cryptozoologist in Maryland, opened the American Snallygaster Museum in Liberton, Maryland.
And Liberty people say Town. America doesn't have their own kaijus. We got this shit going on.
I freaking love it. I thought it sounded really freaking cool. And there's not, because I looked at the information about the DeWayo, but like there's not as much, I feel like there wasn't as much oomph behind the stuff that was said. I definitely liked the stuff about the Snallygaster more. Do you want to hear about the DeWayo as well?
Oh yeah. I mean, how much do you have on the DeWayo?
About the same amount.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay. It says the DeWayo is reported to be a mammalian biped, blah, 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 blah. The DeWayo is a wolf-like creature that stood upright and used its four legs like arms. It was covered in dark fur and had a long, bushy tail. It was said to be 6 feet tall. According to the legend, the DeWayo is the mortal enemy of the Snallygaster. They reportedly have had vicious encounters, like I said prior. It said that the origin of the DeWayo is thought to have come from the Pennsylvanian Dutch. Stories circulated of a wolf-like creature similar to the DeWayo known as the Hexenwolf. The legend of the Hexenwolf is told in German folklore. Sightings. The first mention of the DeWayo comes from a sighting in 1944 in West Middleton, Frederick County, Maryland. Witnesses heard it make frightful screams and alleged footprints were left behind. In 1965, a man under the alias of John Becker described his encounter with the DeWayo to local papers. He was the first to give a detailed description of the creature. Becker went to investigate his yard after hearing a strange noise. The DeWayo allegedly came towards him, stood on its hind legs, and attacked him. He then fought the creature until it ran into the woods. Becker described it as big as a bear, had long black hair, a bushy tail, and growled like a wolf or dog. After this encounter...
There's no way a man is beating that fucking thing. Right? I'm sorry.
Right? And living to tell the tale?
After... My story had multiple sources and witnesses. This asshole's like, hey, so I got fucked up, went outside, and fought a raccoon.
And I swear it was a bear.
Fucking thing was like 8 feet tall. I punched it right in the dick. I was like, hey, bro, fuck off my property.
After I just got finished drinking an entire bottle of hooch that I made myself.
And then I shot at it with a homemade gun. And that's why my hand was blown up, because the damn thing took the gun away and shot me.
It says, after this encounter, more stories followed in local newspapers. In the summer of 1966, the Dueo was sighted by a man only referred to as Jim A. on the outskirts of Gambrel State Park.
He encountered Jim A., more like Jim Asshole.
Jim A. He encountered it while heading towards a campsite. When he approached it, it made a horrid scream and backed away from him. He described it as a dark brown, shaggy, two-legged animal the size of a deer. It had an odd walk with its legs stuck out the side of its body, making its movements appear almost spider-like.
Oh, I know what that is.
It sounds like
No. I can tell you what happened. So have you ever seen the movie, the David Cronenberg classic, The Fly?
No,
I've not. So there's basically a thing that happens where, like, a man gets combined with a fly through some science stuff. And I feel like that's just Shaggy and Scooby from Scooby-Doo combining together.
Probably.
Shaggy hair. It's a dog kind of thing. There's a leg sticking out.
It really sounds like I'm sure you've heard CJ talk about a Wendigo and stuff like that. It sounds very familiar to that.
Man.
In the fall. Go ahead.
I know you're not a video game person, but if you look up on like YouTube, there's a video game called Until Dawn. If you can find a playthrough of that, it's like the creatures in there are Wendigos, and it's one of the best horror games I've played.
Nice.
They cover that lore very explicitly and everything. It's very well done.
I think that a lot of these like legends and lores are like very similar. Like they've all got different names, but a lot of them have like they'll describe similar creatures all over the place, which makes me think that they're a thing.
Oh yeah, there's got to be like some connective tissue, I assume overall. I obviously have no clue what that would be. It varies from story to story, but I'm gonna go ahead and say, as a wide brush, they all involve Pee Wee Herman.
Probably.
Yeah, he's the monster in most of these. I don't know how, but he is the cryptid popping up all over the place. I mean, look, I love the guy. I'm just saying, he's doing it.
He's a skinwalker.
You heard it here first. Pee-wee Herman is a skinwalker.
In the fall of 1976, the Dueo was sighted by two men who were driving on Route 77 in Frederick County. They saw a large creature run across the road in front of their car. Like the previous two accounts, they described it as a large wolf-like creature with dark fur. However, they also said it had a striped bearing on the lower half of its body. In 1978, two park rangers encountered a large hairy creature running on two legs near Cunningham Falls. So that is the story of the Dueo.
Hot damn, dude.
The Dueo!
Dueo Wade. He was a point guard for the... In Clippers? I don't know. I was trying to make a basketball joke, but I have not watched nearly enough basketball to know how to make a Dwayne Wade joke.
I don't watch the sports.
The only sports I watch at this point are UFC, and I gotta be honest with you, it's brutal as shit. Anyhow, folks, I believe this is the part where we roughly end the episode, unless Keanu, you have anything further to contribute?
No, actually, I do not. Oh! I do, actually. I lied to you. Fact, you know, earlier we were talking about music festivals and drug safety and things like that. And I said to test your drugs. There is, Narcan is an accessible thing that could quite possibly save your life. So if you're going to do things like this, as I said before, test your drugs and have some Narcan on hand. So yeah, that's what I had to say.
Do your Narcan. Avoid the cryptids, and make sure you like and follow us on all the socials and all the platforms and whatnot.
Yeah.
Robots Don't Age and Abundant Studio.
All the clickables.
Give us the stars. Check us out on the Twitters, Robots Don't Age.
And me on the TikToks at Abundant Studio.
Bitch, I fucking plugged you. I swear to God.
I know you did. I know you did.
I will plug you again with a gun if you don't shut the fuck up.
I will fight you. I will fly 700 miles just to fight you.
You think I'm talking about a fight? I will shoot you point blank.
No, he wouldn't, guys. He loves me.
Yeah, that's what she fucking tells the cameras. Anyways.
It's the truth.
Yeah, I know. You're one of my best men. Still somehow confuses my father-in-law, but anyway.
Does it really?
He's confused by the fact that I had two best men, and that one of them was a female. I think he was, like, trying to wrap his head around that concept. Wonderful guy. I just don't think he gets it.
He was very nice. He was very nice about it. Put my little flower boutonniere on for me and everything. And he's like, you actually look quite nice. I said, thank you.
No, lovely gentleman. I just think, like, he was trying to parse out how I had two best men. And, like, CJ was by my side for, the ceremony. And then mm-hmm. you did the speech. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was like, oh, he has co-best men. I don't know how the fuck you pulled that off.
Well, you did it. You did it, goddammit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, guys, thanks for coming.
Check out Two Idiots and a Dog, Comics and Chronic, and Eagle and Wolf Podcast. All friends of the show, all very nice, and they have very specific things. Bye.
Bye.
Also, fuck you. Skunk Gape's coming.
He's coming for you in your sleep, bitches.
And that smell will linger for days.
The smell isn't your partner ripping ass in their sleep. It's the Skunk Ape.
It is the fucking cottage cheese Campbell's soup in a boot that is the Skunk Ape smell. It's awful.